This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe.
You know, there's this one misconception that I see holding back so many trainers these days. And I get it. I used to believe the same thing too. And here's what I'm talking about. People who think they don't need help. I used to think I don't need help. But if you've been in this industry for any length of time, you've probably seen it for yourself. Trainers who are struggling to grow, but they refuse to ask for help. They refuse to invest in mentorship. Maybe you're doing it too. I mean, you can think that you can figure it all out on your own, that you don't need anybody else's input, you know, and maybe you're telling yourself that asking for help means that you're weak or that you're unqualified. But I'm here to tell you that that mindset is the very thing that is keeping you in the grind. It's holding you back from real success. And that's the truth. So let's get clear about one thing. No one successful has ever done it all alone. Not one of them. Look at any top-tier trainer or business owner for that matter, and you'll find people behind the scenes who help them get where they are, help them break through. I'm talking about coaches, mentors, advisors, whatever you want to call them. They're the secret ingredient. And a lot of times it's the secret ingredient that nobody talks about. And here's the thing. More often than not, success is about borrowing experience. You don't have the time to make every single mistake on your own. And if you want to accelerate your path, you need somebody who's already been through it. Somebody who's already seen the pitfalls and can tell you exactly what works and what doesn't work, right? So that you don't have to experience those things. So why go it alone when the path is already paved? Because let's be real. Say you're trying to increase your income by, I don't know, $10,000 a month to turn dog training into a business that supports the lifestyle that you've always wanted. Now, if you're doing this alone, you're likely spending months, if not years, trying to piece together strategies and figure out what you're supposed to be doing, guessing your way forward, and going through the painful trial and error cycle that takes all day, every day, all while trying to hopelessly keep yourself motivated through all the struggles, all the roadblocks, and maybe you'll eventually get there. But the truth is, it's going to cost you in time, in money, in energy, and probably some of your sanity along the way. Meanwhile, you could have worked with somebody who's already cracked the code, somebody who's already figured it out for themselves. They've been there. They know the blueprint, and they can show you the direct path to get exactly where you want to be. But if you keep thinking that you can do it all solo or do it alone, you're literally choosing the long road. And what sense does that make? I mean, think about it. If getting the help that you need to accelerate the growth of your business, if it requires time, effort, financial commitment, it's a fraction of the cost of figuring it out all on your own, right? Nevertheless, people still make excuses for not getting the help that they need, for not getting the breakthroughs that they want, for not getting to the next level in business and in life. So let me break down the usual reasons why trainers think that they don't need help. Some will say, you know, I'll just figure it all out on my own. Okay, but at what cost? Sure, maybe you'll eventually get there, but by the time and the money that you're wasting on reinventing the wheel and making mistakes that others have already made and learned from before you, that could be time spent building a thriving business. Others will say, you know, getting help is too expensive. Look, if you don't want to invest in yourself, why should other clients invest in you? If you're not willing to pay to improve, you're just choosing to stay stuck where you are. And others will say things like, you know, I've been doing this on my own. I'm doing just fine. But here's the thing. Fine isn't a business strategy. Mediocrity is overrated. So if fine is the goal, then yeah, don't ask for help. But if you want greatness, that's a different story. So asking for help is really what it means is when you ask for help, when you invest in mentorship and coaching, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of commitment. It's proof that you're serious. It's you saying, I'm in all on this, or I'm all in on this. And it separates you from everybody else. That's what top performers do. You know, most people will never break past their self-limiting beliefs because they're too prideful to ask for help. They think they can continue grinding through every single challenge. But the thing of it is, real progress requires leverage. And leverage comes from learning from someone else who's already been through the difficulties, who's already been where you want to go. So here's how you break through for yourself. Step number one, find someone who's already been through the struggle and who has already helped other people to be where you want to be. Study them. I'm not talking about some other trainer who teaches trainers how to train dogs. If you already know how to produce results for your clients, getting better at training dogs isn't going to help you on the business side of things. It's not going to help you to grow your business. You need to learn from somebody who has successfully grown a business, not somebody who has successfully produced results for their clients, right? Step number two, you need to invest in learning. If you're not paying financially for information and for mentorship to grow your business and to grow your knowledge about business, you're paying in time. And time is your most valuable asset. Don't waste it on pointless struggles that could be avoided, right? And step number three, you need to drop the ego. You think you're too good for guidance? Fine. But that mindset will hold you in place while others are leaping forward. You don't have to stay stagnant. You just don't have to. So here's the real question. Why aren't you getting the help that you need? I mean, it's a serious question. There's no pride in struggling unnecessarily, struggling when you don't have to. It's not stoic. That's just being plain stubborn. Choosing to go it alone isn't strength. It's just choosing the hard way for no reason. I mean, the fact is, if you want to run a real business, it's time to get out of your own way. Because when you believe that you don't need help, you're setting yourself up for stagnation. Is that what you want? Because that plateau could be the reason that you never reach your full potential. You need somebody who's going to call you out, somebody who's going to hold you accountable, somebody who's going to keep you moving forward. That's what top trainers do. That's what the people who get the best results do. So look, if you're done spinning your wheels, you're ready to start playing at a higher level, send us a DM. Let's talk about what it would take to get you out of the grind and into a place where you're operating at your true potential. This isn't for everyone, but if you're content in doing fine, then carry on. If you're hungry for more clients, for more freedom, for more income, then it's time to make a move. And as always, remember this, greatness is your obligation. Success won't happen without your participation. This life isn't a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant.
Thanks for listening. And if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com. And two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.